Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 3rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Apple TV Plus has made a notable hire as we head into 2020. Former HBO CEO Richard Plepler has officially reached a production deal with Apple. The five-year agreement with Apple will see his new company, Eden Productions, produce TV shows, documentaries, and feature films exclusively for Apple TV Plus. Plepler served as the CEO and chairman of HBO from 2013 through February of 2019. He stepped down amid restructuring following AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner. One thing he emphasizes with his new deal at Apple is that he can focus purely on production, not on also running an entire network. During his time at HBO, the network rolled out shows including Game of Thrones, Big Little Lies, and Veep. In total, HBO won more than 160 Emmys while Plepler served as CEO. Plepler says that soon after he announced his departure from HBO, he received a call from Eddie Q about a potential partnership. Following that call, he met with Apple TV Plus bosses Zach Van Amberg and Jamie Ehrlicht in New York City, and then again with Eddie Q at the Sun Valley Conference in July. After those two meetings, the two sides got to work negotiating the deal. The former HBO CEO added that while he had conversations with several different companies and people about his future, the only serious talks were with Apple because of his interest in starting with a newcomer in the streaming industry. Now that the five-year deal is official, Eden Productions can officially get to work on its exclusive lineup of Apple TV Plus originals. Ahead of CES 2020 officially kicking off next week, LG has announced its 2020 lineup of 8K TVs. In total, LG has announced new options ranging from 65 inches to 88 inches, all eight of which support AirPlay 2 and HomeKit integration. LG's lineup includes the new ultra-high-end 88-inch and 77-inch signature OLED 8K TVs. There are also six nano cell models that will be slightly more affordable, but also still feature 8K resolutions. LG says that all of these TVs exceed the 8K Ultra HD definition set by the Consumer Technology Association. These 2020 TVs from LG can play native 8K content from HDMI and USB digital inputs. There's also support for 8K content streaming at 60 frames per second, and LG says that the new Alpha 9 AI processor enables 8K upscaling for other content. With AirPlay 2 and HomeKit support, the new LG TVs can be controlled via the Home app on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac. This includes things like powering on and off, switching inputs, Siri control, and automation. AirPlay 2 support also means that the LG TVs can integrate with multi-room setups alongside other AirPlay 2-enabled speakers and accessories. LG's 2019 lineup of TVs also supports AirPlay 2 and HomeKit, but the company has refused to roll out the features to older models. Ideally, with this new 2020 lineup of TVs, the 2019 lineup will come further down in price and make the Apple features more accessible. LG will officially show off its new 2020 8K TV lineup at CES next week from January 7th through January 10th. 9to5 Mac will be in Las Vegas for CES, so we hope to get some hands-on time with the new TVs and learn more about pricing and availability. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for a quick look at some of the best Apple deals of the weekend.
This weekend's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include up to $70 off Apple Watch Series 5 as near holiday pricing returns. Today's deals are within $10 of the best we tracked at Amazon during Thanksgiving week. So if you're interested in starting 2020 with a new Apple Watch, these deals are certainly worth your attention. Today you can also pick up Apple HomePod from $190 in open box condition over at OWC. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you have our iOS app as well. Just head over to the App Store, type in 9to5toys, and you can download it on both your iPhone and iPad, ensuring that you don't miss out on any of the best deals at the start of 2020.
Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a look at a new iPad keyboard from Bridge that also incorporates a trackpad. We've also got a roundup of the best CarPlay receivers with a focus on aftermarket wireless options for any car. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or any of your favorite podcast players. As always, it is also tremendously helpful when you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5Mac Daily.